Well, I'm Gary Church. My company is Bay Area Health Solutions, and you can find me on BayAreaHealthInsurance.com. There's three key areas I want to cover today. One is on disability, health insurance, Medicare, and I've got to put in supplemental insurance. And the reason is because they all go in together. It just depends on whether or not you're over the age of 65 or under 65, or you may be on disability. And how does Medicare work? So I want to take this time to kind of encapsulate the ideas behind how health insurance works. But I want to start off with telling a little bit about myself. I've been selling health insurance for 18 years. And one thing I've seen since the Affordable Health Care Act, which was acted back in 2010 and actually implemented in 2013, our healthcare system is going down the tubes. And it's important that individuals and families understand the impact that our health insurance is going to have on all of us. And with health insurance today, it's a political pawn between the Republicans and the Democrats as far as how our healthcare system is operating. And it can change every 4 years. Well, one thing I really see is really comes down to how individuals and families use our healthcare system. But it all starts off with understanding how you're going to pay for your health insurance and whether it's your employer is paying for your health insurance or you're paying for the health insurance on your own. Are you getting a subsidy through the exchanges? Here in California, it's called Cover California. And based on your income, determines what your, how large your subsidy or the assistance you're going to get towards your premiums on your health insurance. The key is it comes down to how you use the healthcare system. And the key here is people don't understand what their options are when it comes to choosing health insurance. We see all the commercials on TV, but the real idea is for the individual to understand what how they use a healthcare system. And that's one thing that I really take great pride in. For me, it's helping people make informed decisions. It's not about selling a product. It's not about a transaction. It's about helping people navigate through this complex system that's changing. And whatever happens come January 20th, going out for the next 4 years, it's going to determine the direction our healthcare system is going to go. And if you're not prepared for that, it may be too late to make any changes in the future. So my goal and objective as I work with my clients is to help them put down a roadmap, just like as a financial advisor sits down with their clients and builds a future for them. For me, it's doing the same thing. It's being able to start with understanding where you're, how you're going to pay your premiums, because one key element that we have to take in fact, which counts on disability insurance, is when you work for a company who provides health insurance, we take it all for granted. But what if that one day that you wake up in the hospital, which is through a life-changing event, whether it's due to an illness or an accident, but you're in the hospital, are you working? If you're not working, well, what happens to your health insurance? Do you think your employer is still paying for your health insurance? Now, no matter how much your employer loves and cares about you, even if you're self-employed and have your own business, how are you going to be able to support paying your premiums? So if you can't pay your premiums for your health insurance, it's the day you lose your health insurance. The goal here is to be able to understand what you need to have in place to be able to make sure you pay for it. So with health insurance, the way the health insurance works is every single month that that premium is paid, either on behalf of you, on behalf of your employer, guarantees the hospital and doctors are getting paid. And then when you end up going in to the doctor, whatever your deductibles, whatever your co-payments are, that's now your responsibility. And there's nothing there that, there's no provision within the healthcare system that does anything to protect you financially. So one thing to understand about health insurance is what are you choosing? Under the Affordable Health Care Act, we have a four-tier system. We have bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. And each one of those tiers determines how you're going to use a healthcare system. The thing is, you either pay for it up front or you pay for it when you use it. And one thing that I understand is understanding not what's important to me, but what's important to you as the client. Why? Because it really comes down to how you use a healthcare system. It doesn't matter how anybody else uses it or what somebody else says about their health plan. Because a health plan is a health plan that's strictly set up specifically for your needs. and the needs of your family. So when it comes down to picking out health insurance, about being informed and be able to make an informed decision. That's the bottom line. One of the things I want to cover now is I want to cover about Medicare and how Medicare works. Why? Because right now it's what we call AEP, which is annual enrollment for Medicare. And for a lot of folks who are either aging in or turning 65, and for those of you who are turning 65, welcome to the 65 Club. But with Medicare, very complex. How do you go about applying? Do you have to apply for your Medicare Part A and Part B if you're working? It depends on the employer you work for, right? The size of the company. Well, those are all things you have to factor in, because if you don't do it correctly, you can get a penalty from Medicare. And that penalty can be very, very steep. So it's understanding what your options are and when do you have to apply. Now, what if you're under the age of 65? You've been on disability, and not just state disability, but you have to be on Social Security disability to be able to have access to Medicare. And how long do you have to be out on disability? Well, it's actually 24 months. Once you hit 24 months, then you're going to qualify for Medicare. So you'd have your Part A and Part B. But the question comes up, what if I've never worked? Do I qualify for Medicare? Well, you do. Well, all qualify for Medicare once we hit 65 or have a disability. But it really comes down to, are you going to be paying for your Medicare, or is somebody else going to be paying for your Medicare? So for me, it's be able to help you make informed decisions whether or not your Part A and Part B is going to be sufficient for you, or do you need a Medicare supplement? Do you travel? Now, if you travel, Medicare supplement would be a better option than a Medicare Advantage plan. But these are things that are very complex, and as we're probably all seeing on commercials that we see about all these different products that we can choose from when we're picking a Medicare Advantage plan, they're very complex. But one thing is, for me, is understanding your situation, how you're going to use the healthcare system. And again, it's having that conversation, sitting down and be able to understand your situation and what options you have, because it really comes down to where you live and whether or not one plan is going to work for you in the area you will live versus another plan. So that's something else we'll cover. But one of the key things about health insurance is if you end up in the hospital due to an illness or an accident, how are your bills still being paid? Because if you're in the hospital, are you currently working? If you're not working, who's paying for your health insurance? And who's paying your other bills? Well, those are things that we need to be able to discuss and be able to understand specifically what that impact is going to have on you, right? Because the most important person is you. That's how you're going to use, again, how you're going to use the healthcare system. So supplemental insurance is as important as your health insurance. Why? Because it's your security blanket that provides money directly to you if you have a life-changing event, whether it's due to disability, whether it's due to illness or an accident, something that puts you in a position where you're now in the hospital and you're having to pay your medical bills. So where does that money come from? Well, if you don't have savings, then you could lose everything you have. If you don't have health insurance, which a lot of folks feel that they don't want to have their health insurance, but they have to have it. And it's a mandate in the state of California that everyone is required to have health insurance. And if you don't, then you're going to get a penalty. My biggest conversation with folks is, I can't afford this. I can't afford it. Well, might not be able to afford it, but you can't afford not to have it either. So it's coming up with a solution that's going to work for you. And that's one thing that I've been doing over the last 18 years, is I develop comprehensive health plans for individual families. Why? Because it's important to understand your situation, not only your situation, but your family's situation also, because it has a factor on all of you, right? So the whole thing here for me is to be able to help you to make an informed decision without you feeling like you're being sold something. For me, this is a relationship. It's not about a transaction. So when I work with my clients, one thing we do is we sit down and set up objectives throughout the year, determining where you're at in that year and moving forward. So with that said, what I want to be able to do is take any questions that any of you have. Is there anybody that has any questions out there?
Gary, one of the things that I see is a lot of misleading advertising, because there's ads on this act like they're coming from Medicare directly, but at the bottom there's a talk to you'd be connected with an agent. You know, it's a pretty hyped up sales program, and I don't know what Joe Namath knows that you don't know, but you know, can you talk about some of the advertising that we see in this field?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, John. It's marketing, right? The whole premise of that commercial is to get people to call. That's all it is. And that marketing firm that marks that, they're selling those leads. You, as a consumer, when you call in that 800 number, you're being connected with a sales representative. But there's nothing wrong with that, right? Because the objective is, so if you have questions about Medicare or you want to make a change, you need to talk to somebody, because the only one that can sell you a Medicare plan is a licensed agent. So there's a lot of great agents out there that are there to be able to provide the right product for you, because that's the bottom line. It just depends on what it is you're looking for. Right? So there's great plans out there. To me, it's a relationship that you have with the clients you're working with. Now, there are always going to be people that have self-interest. What's in it for them? For me, it's what's in it for us. How do we make this work so it's a win-win situation for both parties? My goal and objective is to be able to help people make an informed decision. So those advertisements you're seeing on TV, it's just like with anything else, right? Well, there's a car commercial. It's getting you to either respond or go down to that car dealership to get a car. So does that answer your question there, John?
To a degree. You've got the TV advertising. You've got a lot of print advertising now with the newspapers. Right. And, you know, what company, how do you determine what companies are, you know, legit right down the line, and what's your shade tree, you know?
Well, any of the companies are going to be legit because they all fall under Medicare. Medicare oversees all this. So when it comes to whether it's one company versus another company, it really comes down to what's important to you, how you use the healthcare system, right? I always explain to folks, are you happy with the care and the service you're getting from your current Medicare plan? If the answer is yes, well, then you don't need to make a change. If it's providing you the formularies for the drugs that you're taking, the medications you're taking, then that plan is going to be fine. Now, the one thing with Medicare Advantage plans is they do change every year, right? So what you have this year may change in 2022. So it's important on an annual basis to review your health plan to see whether or not that you should make a change. The problem is we all want something for nothing, right? Well, doesn't matter if you're not paying any premiums for your health insurance on a lot of the plans for Medicare Advantage plans. It really comes down to how you use the healthcare system. So all the marketing takes place, whether it's print ad, whether it's the TV commercials on TV, it's all to get you to do what? To respond, to question whether or not the health plan you have is up to date and it's the plan that currently works with you. So again, it comes back to how you, as an individual, use your health plan. And with Medicare, both husband and wife have their own plans. What's nice about that is you could have one plan, your wife can have another plan. But you don't really know what your options are until you sit down and meet with an agent. And most agents are gonna be there to do the right thing for you. But for me, it's to be able to evaluate how you use the healthcare system, what options are available, because in every zip code or county, there's different programs. So you can be one county that particular plan that you're seeing on TV, it's not available. So take the information, and you can always get a second opinion. So if you're meeting with an agent, whether that's on the phone or Zoom or meeting them in person, use your gut. Do you feel comfortable working with that individual? If the answer is no, say, listen, thank you very much for your time, and I'm going to check with somebody else. Because again, the decision should always be your decision, not the decision of the person you're talking to. Does that help, John?
Oh, yeah, very much.
Any other questions on that? Now, I know people have a lot of questions about healthcare. Anybody here wondering what's going to happen in the next 4 years with our healthcare system?
That would be great to know, Gary.
Now, the one thing I'm seeing as far as our healthcare system, we pretty much know who's going into office come January 20th. Right? That's already out there. The concern I have is when we look at our healthcare system moving forward, with this current pandemic that we're in now, it's putting financial stress not only in the healthcare system, but also on the insurance company. And we're not talking about a couple of million or a couple of billion dollars. This is going to be very, very costly to all of us, particularly using the healthcare system. Well, the government's got to address this, right? Because the companies, the insurance companies and the healthcare providers that are providing this, they're going to have to be paid. So what's going to end up happening most likely is I can see us going to what they call a single-payer healthcare system, similar to what we see in Canada or in the UK. Now, some people say, well, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, depends on who's paying for your care and whether or not you're going to get approved for a particular procedure. One thing I see with our healthcare system, because something has to be done, the premiums every year are going up. So if you looked at your premiums, what you paid for in 2020 versus what you're paying in going in 2021, one thing that's all in common, it's going up. It's whether or not you're getting a subsidy to offset that cost. And for employers, that's a whole new step. One of the things that Mike alluded to earlier about Starbucks, their biggest expense isn't the coffee, it's their healthcare. And guess what? If you're an employee in a company and you're over the age of 50, what do you think the cost of your company's health and care is for you? It's getting higher. So when people are getting laid off and they're over the age of 55, and is there discrimination there? You kind of wonder, right? Because the cost of health care for older folks over the age of 60 is much higher than it is for somebody that's 25. That's why it's more difficult as people get older trying to get a job, right? And if you can't afford your health insurance, hey, listen, there's called Medicare or Medi-Cal. Medi-Cal is in the state of California. Medicaid's on a federal level. You won't be without health insurance. So if you end up in the hospital, Medi-Cal will pay your bill. But the challenge here is generally if you're in the hospital and you have to follow up, you have to follow up with the doctor. Good luck finding a doctor. Now that everybody's required to have health insurance, good luck trying to find a doctor. I'm hearing conversations from people, it's taken them 6 months to see their doctor. Well, that's not going to get better. It's going to continue to get worse. So what ended up happening, if we go to a single-payer healthcare system, which is going to be run by the government, similar to Medicare for all, well, if you're expecting to get a procedure done, well, you could wait 6 months to a year to have that done. So what some people are doing in other countries, specifically Canada or UK, if you want to get better care, what are you doing? You're buying health insurance from a private health insurance company. Now, the problem with that is, well, go back to what we had prior to 2013, where private insurance companies will have what they call underwriting, which will determine your eligibility to be able to buy private health insurance. And if you can't qualify because you have a pre-existing health condition, or you're taking some medication that's not approved, that you're going to get declined for health insurance, they'll simply tell you you'll have to stay on the government-run program. So the one thing is I'm trying to help people understand, this is a wake-up call. The days of just taking health for granted, those days are over. It comes down to you as an individual to take personal financial responsibility for your own health, because nobody else will. I'm telling you what, the hospitals and doctors, they're going to treat you, but are you going to be walking out with a bill? So if you want to understand how supplemental insurance protects you, then we need to have a conversation. So Stacey, that kind of help you a little bit?
Yes, great. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I have a question.
Sure.
My question is, I am not 65 yet, and we're blessed to have a fairly low a pretty good insurance policy through my husband's work. Yes. What are the considerations I should look at in determining if I should get supplemental insurance, and what should be part of that supplemental insurance plan?
Well, it's all about prevention, right? It's all about taking action before something happens. Okay. Here's a good question. Would you drive your car without insurance?
No.
No, because you don't know the odds, right? We all do know that at some point in our life, we could have a life-changing event. And just like with your husband, how secure is your husband's job that he knows that he's going to be there for the next 20 years? Because health insurance through an employer is only as good as long as he's with that employer. The conversation I have with a lot of folks, particularly with the current pandemic that we're going through right now, and people getting laid off their job, and they're now looking for health insurance. I can't believe how expensive this is. I'd say, well, welcome to the real world. When people work for a company that's offered health insurance, they're a whole different world. It's kind of like our politicians. They're making rules and things for us for our healthcare, but they're not in our healthcare system. They got a very good health plan through the government. Their plan is not like our plan. So when they're making their decisions based on us, it's in our best interest. This is a political pawn. So, you know, as far as with what you're asking, as far as the question, as far as your husband's health insurance or his employer, supplemental insurance is important for you to have along with your employer's health insurance. Because if your husband ended up having a disability or ended up in the hospital, who's going to pay for his health insurance? Who's going to pay for his care? One thing in this country is you'll get taken care of, but you're going to get a bill. And whether that bill is for $10,000 or $20,000 or more, right now under the Affordable Health Care Act, there's a cap. Whether you have a bronze plan or a platinum plan, they all have one thing in common. They all have a max amount of pocket, which in 2021 is going to be $8,200. Difference is, for most of us, if we look at $8,000 or $10,000, that's not a whole lot of money. But when I do say it's a whole lot of money, it's when you're working paycheck to paycheck and every dollar that comes into your household counts. And if all of a sudden you get a bill for $5,000 or $6,000 that you have to pay for health insurance or for the health care that you have, how do you pay for it? What do you have to give up? Do you have a mortgage? Do you have car payments? So supplemental insurance, for what that is, whether it's for a heart attack or a stroke or somebody gets diagnosed with cancer, it pays you. It's specifically set up to provide money directly to that individual to do whatever they want with that money. That money is there to be able to provide them with an income to pay their bills or to pay their medical bills. So supplemental insurance, whether it's for disability, whether it's for an accident, or whether it's for an illness, like cancer, heart attack, Lou Gehrig's disease, any of those dreadful diseases, your health plan will take care of you, but you're going to pay for it. So that's what supplemental insurance. Does that help, Susan?
Yes, thank you.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you very much, folks. Appreciate it.